Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations, so it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Still some mounds of snow around town from the last storm, and now more on the way. So let's check in with you, AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Susan, it's another storm that's going to develop, this time off the Virginia Capes on Sunday, then rapidly intensify later Sunday and Sunday night as it moves northeastward. That all plays a role in just how much we're going to get. It looks like the snow will be fairly intermittent in nature during the day Sunday, but it will continue on and off into Sunday night. Right now, we think the most probable accumulation is in the 1 to 3 inch range, with higher amounts toward the east end of Long Island. But that's all dependent on the intensification process and the exact track of that storm. It'll move away later on Monday, but it will remain windy and cold with temperatures no better than the 30s on Monday. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3.
It appears the longest nurses' strike in city history is about to come to an end.
This tentative agreement announced between 4,200 nurses and New York Presbyterian after this new mediator had stepped in on Thursday. Nurse and lead negotiator Beth Loudon speaking with 1010 Winds just after midnight.
Against the odds from management, every barrier put up against us, we did prevail. Just so proud of all my coworkers and really the solidarity we built across the city.
Loudon says key issues like job security and staffing were addressed.
I think we're all excited to go take care of our patients, take care of New Yorkers, and get back to doing the work that we love.
In a statement, the hospital saying they were pleased to have a deal that reflects the tremendous respect they have for their nurses. Members will begin voting on the ratification today. Loudon says return to work likely next week. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
More kids making mischief at a mall in our area, this time at Green Acres in Valley Stream, where this shopper tells CBS2 it was chaos.
Next thing you know, I can't come in and go out of the mall. Like we got locked in Akira for like 2 hours.
What's happening is that swarms of teenagers respond to social media posts telling them to meet up in the parking lot of a certain mall, and they then go inside and start running around and smashing things. This previously happened at the Bay Plaza Mall in the Bronx, where 18 people were arrested. At least 9 were busted at the Green Acres Mall. Would you leave a friend to die after they fell 50 feet? Where the two teenagers did just that following the social media stunt that brought first responders to the Ed Koch Bridge.
Police have charged a 14 and a 15-year-old with criminal trespass and reckless endangerment in Monday's Queensboro Bridge incident that has outraged other urban explorers like Michael, who asked that we only use his first name.
It's the moral obligation, the right thing to do to immediately render aid, stay on the scene and get them help versus stealing their phone off of them, their only point of contact, abandoning them to die in that bridge. It's absolutely disgusting. It's horrifying to think about. This kid could have died if a civilian didn't call 911.
Michael has started a change.org petition calling for the criminal charges. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A supervisor with the New York City Sanitation Department has been suspended over a fatal car crash on the LIE in Queens. The Daily News says that's because snow and ice that was not properly cleared may have led to the crash on February 6 near the exit to the Van Wyck. 50-year-old livery driver Carlos Asatimbe lost control of his car, which was then struck by a tractor trailer. Speaking about it yesterday, Mayor Mamdani said the NYPD is still investigating, but that a sanitation supervisor has been put on a 10-day unpaid leave. New York Congressman Dan Goldman, now the first member of Congress to visit the Metropolitan Detention Center in Sunset Park since ICE began housing immigrants there last summer. And he tells 1010 Winds.
My takeaway is that they say all the right things and the place was clean. It looked fine. I don't know if that's because they knew I was coming. If so, well, that's good because that's the point of oversight.
He says it's not what he was told prior to the visit.
We've heard a lot of complaints from lawyers who've spoken to the detainees. The representations that the government makes about access to legal calls and medical care is not what they say it is.
ICE is currently holding 191 detainees in two different cell blocks at the prison. That's double from last summer. This accounts for nearly a fifth of the facility's entire capacity, which is 1,300 beds. The NYPD is asking for help catching the guy who struck another man with a gallon of water. That happened this past Monday inside a store at 94 Avenue B in the East Village when the suspect got into some kind of argument with a store employee. The victim, a 68-year-old, suffered redness and swelling to his face but refused medical attention. The suspect took off. You can see photos of him on the Crime Stoppers X page. A local researcher may have made a major breakthrough in the fight against Alzheimer's.
Dr. Nicholas Tonks, a professor at the Cold Spring Harbor Lab, says he discovered a protein called PTP1B is a driver for memory loss in Alzheimer's disease. And if you inhibit this protein, it could help stop the loss of memory.
If there is this inflammatory response that comes with obesity and may predispose a person to Alzheimer's disease, targeting populations like that.
He says because Alzheimer's risk factors include obesity and diabetes, studies are being done now with GLP-1 drugs.
Combinations of GLP-1 and PTP-1B inhibitors could prove very beneficial.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The Mamdani administration out with a warning to area gyms to follow the law. Sam Levine heads the City Department of Consumer and Worker Protection. He tells 1010 Winds they have sent letters to 187 fitness clubs warning about deceptive advertising, bait-and-switch pricing, and this, too.
What we make clear to every one of those gyms is that it is already the law. It is already deceptive under city law, illegal under state law, to try to erect hurdles for people canceling gym memberships. So really what this was about is taking on an industry that for way too long has been able to rip people off with impunity.
It comes following a January 5th executive order from the mayor that directed the DCWP to lead a citywide crackdown on both subscription traps and hidden junk fees. Guess who's retiring?
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just
a minute. I can't handle this. After 68 years on the job and the namesake for those magic eraser sponges that I'm not sure I can live without, we learn this.
It's true. Mr. Clean has announced his retirement. After a career with zero stains on the record, he's ready for new adventures. But don't worry, his products will continue to be available to support all your cleaning needs.
Mr. Clean was first introduced in 1958. His first name, by the way, is Veritably, as in Veritably Clean. Procter & Gamble says his retirement is part of another big announcement that is coming March 4th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.